हरे कृष्णा। आउटरीच इज नॉट जस्ट अबाउट एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ ट्रूथ, इट इज ऑल्सो अबाउट इम्प्रेशन विथ ट्रूथ। इन द भगवद गीता कृष्णा हु इज गॉड हिमसेल्फ स्पीक्स द गीता एंड ही इज द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ हु स्पीक्स द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ एंड आफ्टर ही कंप्लीट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ टू स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुना ही टेल्स अर्जुना नाउ इन 18.63 विमृशेन यथेच्छसि तथा कुरु, डेलिब्रेट डीपली एंड डिसाइड वॉट यू वॉन्ट टू डू। सो वी कुड से कृष्णा स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुन इज लाइक द ओरिजिनल आउटरीच, इट इज गॉड रीचिंग आउट टू अ सोल हु नीड्स डिवाइन विजडम। नाउ कृष्णा कुड से दैट आई हैव डन माई पार्ट, नाउ आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड एवरीथिंग लॉजिकली सिस्टमैटिकली एंड नाउ इट्स अप टू अर्जुना टू चूज, बट कृष्णा नोज दैट मोर इज नीडेड because we are not just creatures of the head, actually we are primarily creatures of the heart, and we may understand things rationally but we are, our actions are determined not just by a rational analysis, it is also determined by our feelings. So there may be somebody may we while following in Krishna's steps and sharing Krishna's message, we may actually make an we may give expression to the truth, but then we also have to be concerned about what impression the truth is making on others. Now, the word impression has two meanings. One is that impression means, you know, what is the perception that people have about others. That is impressive looking. But the word impression also means the imprint that is made on the heart, the kind of impact that is made on the heart. So, we are talking about the second meaning over here. For people to appreciate and accept a spiritual path, it has to impress them in their hearts. They have to feel, yeah, this is genuine. And how will they feel that is genuine? When they feel that the speaker of the truth is genuinely concerned about them. And that is what follows in the next few verses of the Gita. In 18.64, Krishna tells Arjuna that, oh Arjuna, I'll speak even more confidential truth to you. सर्वगुह्यतमं भूय शृणु मे परमं वचः इष्टोऽसि मे दृढमिति ततो वक्ष्यामि ते हितम्। फॉर योर बेनिफिट आई विल स्पीक यू इवन स्वीटर ट्रूथ्स, व्हाई इवन डीपर ट्रूथ, बिकॉज आई लव यू वेरी मच, इष्टोऽसि मे दृढमिति, स्ट्रांगली लव्ड बाय मी। सो हियर कृष्णा सेज दिस इज नॉट जस्ट डिटैच्ड आर्मचेयर फिलोसॉफिकल डिस्कशन, आई स्ट्रांगली केयर अबाउट यू, फॉर योर बेनिफिट आई एम स्पीकिंग दिस। And then Krishna summarizes the whole message. And then he says, Arjuna, don't worry, even if there are some problems, aham tvam sarvapebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah, I will protect you from all problems, all complications, all sinful reactions. And then he tells Arjuna multiple levels at which Arjuna can practice. In 68 and 69 he says, share this message with others. In 70 he says, if you can't share, at least study it yourself. So in 71 he says, if you can't study it, at least hear it. So, Krishna is giving more and more leeway, somehow practice it. And at the end, 72, he says that, oh Arjuna, have you heard it attentively? Have you understood it? The Gita commentators explain the import of Krishna's question is, have you understood it? Krishna is expressing his willingness. Oh Arjuna, if you have not understood any part, I'll explain it once again. If you want, I'll explain the whole Gita once again. So, this way, the conclusion of the Gita is actually an outpouring of Krishna's heart filled with great concern for Arjuna. And what is Arjuna's response? By hearing the truth as it causes impression in his head and in his heart, what happens is Arjuna is completely attracted, completely overwhelmed. He says that actually, करिष्ये अष्टो मोह स्मृति लब्धा तत्प्रसादान मयाच्युत सितोऽस्मि यत संदेह करिष्ये वचनं तव, माई डाउट्स आर रिमूव्ड, आई विल डू योर विल। सो सिमिलरली When we are trying to share Krishna's message, we definitely need to express the truth. But we also need to conduct ourselves in a way that people get the impression, not in the external sense, but in the internal sense, that we care for them. And that way, when the truth enters into their heart, it makes an impression there, then they'll accept the truth and be elevated and ultimately liberated by the truth. Thank you. Hare Krishna.